Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, August 16th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, totalitarians, the global state statesmen, and those who give them their allegiance, believe that we need hierarchy because hierarchy, they think, means the best. Rise to the top, and that no matter whether by craft, ruthlessness, or trickery, the fact that these best, so-called, are on top proves they are the best to lead the rest. Moreover, they believe that these best can be bred, sculpted, by the hand of reason. This mindless belief of theirs, despite their fear to face the true circumstances that shape them, despite what Popper will tell us in a minute, despite Alice's evidence that to suppress feelings, to eradicate exuberance, weakens the Constitution, creates crippled souls, damaged spirits, and results in, dare we say it, degeneration, their biggest obsession. And by no stretch of the imagination can such sad folks be seen to represent anything but weakness, damage. That these worshipers of Plato, of power, nonetheless believe themselves to be the best, is our best evidence of thought's atrophy in them. Let's give thanks for Karl Popper, whose rich analysis has been suppressed. Quote, the political principle that determines the education of the soul in Plato's theory, namely, the preservation of the stability of the state, determines also that of the body. The aim is simply that of Sparta. While the Athenian citizen was educated to a general versatility, Plato demands that the ruling class shall be trained as a class of professional warriors, ready to strike against enemies from without or from within the state. Children of both sexes, we are told, must be taken on horseback within the sight of actual war, and provided it can be done safely, they must be brought into battle and made to taste blood, just as one does with young hounds. The description of a modern writer who characterizes contemporary totalitarian education as an intensified and continual form of mobilization fits Plato's whole system of education very well indeed. This is an outline of Plato's theory of the best or most ancient state, of the city which treats its human cattle exactly as a wise but hardened shepherd treats his sheep, not too cruelly but with the proper contempt. So far we've seen that humanitarian ethics demands equalitarian and individualistic interpretations of justice. And I would say, comment on this, it demands that we be big as individuals, that as Kropotkin's going to tell us in a minute, we need fully developing individualities to be the basis of the society we want. Continuing. But we have not yet outlined the humanitarian or protectionist, is his view of the state as such. And I want to refer folks to a page I put up, Karl Popper and the Education of Youth. I take issue a bit on his belief in representative democracy. So please check out that page and see what he means by the protectionist view of the state. Continuing, on the other hand, we have seen that Plato's theory of the state is totalitarian. But we have not yet explained the application of this theory to the ethics of the individual. And my comment on this notion of what under totalitarianism would be the ethics of the individual, what Alice is helping us to see is that the individual disappears under such a regime. I was particularly interested in these words of hers that we'll be hearing shortly. Quote, if this, and this is a sort of a paraphrase, if this treatment, and she's referring to the obedience training key to suppressing feelings, is carried through consistently and early enough, he or she, the subject, will be able to feel a euphoric identification with a totalitarian regime. And that statement, and the unquote, that statement explains so much that has been confusing to us in the way of the affect, the very confusing affect of those who identify with the horrific acts of a totalitarian state, the confusing celebratory affect. And by the way, this is, when we say totalitarian, I believe it's an early version of the horrors that were to come after was evident here in the U.S. In the terror that was created during the Reconstruction period in particular, but in which lynching, in order to terrorize the newly released from captivity African-American folk, was treated as a family affair and resulted in the very confusing images of families, whole families, seeming to celebrate what could only be described as horrific scenes of torture. Continuing, we see here that Plato recognizes only one ultimate standard, the interest of the state. Everything that furthers it is good and virtuous and just. Everything that threatens it is bad and wicked and unjust. Actions that serve it are moral. Actions that endanger it, immoral. In other words, Plato's moral code is strictly utilitarian. It is a code of collectivist or political utilitarianism. The criterion of morality is the interest of the state. Morality is nothing but political hygiene. And for those who have been listening to this show for some time, or read the books that I put out, you can download free as PDFs. I refer to the global state statesman as Plato's tribe because you can in fact see in their acts, their belief in this philosophy, I guess we'll say, of Plato, this is not dead and gone, done stuff, but very much with us.